this is the solution, and that's what the Wessex route study from Network Rail concludes, that Crossrail 2 is the only solution of the few that they've looked at that comes even anywhere close to dealing with the additional capacity we're going to face over the next 30 years. Leaving engineering works to one side, which are a nightmare for all of us, but that's sort of not going to be solved by any of these solutions. Crossrail 2 is the only way to increase capacity on the lines, because the number of services going at peak times through Surbiton to Waterloo is already at the maximum. The lines cannot take any more trains. They will be able to take longer trains when the platforms at Waterloo are extended over the next 2 years, but they can't take any additional services. What Crossrail 2 will do will be to divert services away from Waterloo by going under a tunnel at Wimbledon through to Victoria and up to King's Cross, and that is the only way of reducing overcrowding on the trains.